Pnimius and Daf Yomi, Gemara Shabbos, Daf Lamed. The Gemara on Lamed Amud Aleph is discussing, has this whole long Agadita, David Melech, Shlomo Melech, and it tells along the way that Kishabana Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo was Zochet to build the Beis HaMikdash, Bikesh Lahachnis Aron, the Beis Kodesh Kodashim, he wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kodashim, he wanted to, you know, finalize the building of the Beis HaMikdash. What happened? Dav kusha arim zebizad, that the gates, they stuck together, that they wouldn't open. So Amar Shlomo Esrim Varbar Renanos. So Shlomo said 24 Renanos, 24 songs of tefillah, of praise, of lonana, but it didn't answer, it didn't work. So Pasach va'Amar, so he said, Su'ush arim roshichem, hinasu piskay olam. Open up, raise up your heads, O gates, and lift up Pischeolam, the openings of the whole world, Viyava Malcha Kavod, and let the Malcha Kavod come in, let the King of Glory come in. So Rahotu Basra Mivle. So the gates ran after Shlomo Malch to try to swallow him up. They, you know, and Rashi explains why. He says, Savri Dal Atmar, they thought that he was calling himself a Malcha Kavod. Right? So he said, how dare you call yourself Malcha Kavod? We're gonna eat you up. Right? You can't do that. So Amru, they challenged him. They said, who's that Malcha Kavod? Who is this Malcha Kavod? So Amru, Hashem, Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem, he's so strong, he's so mighty. So Chazav Amar, Sushar Amar, Shekhan, Vizav, Pischel, and Vyav, Malcha Kavod. Who's that Malcha Kavod? Hashem Tzivaka, is who Malcha Kavod Tzala. So then he went back again, he said, raise up your, you know, the rest of that parakatel and the rest of that pasuk. Sushar Amar, Shekhan, Vizav, Pischel, Viyava Malcha Kavod, raise up your gates, open up, and let the Malcha Kavod come in. Who is this Malcha Kavod? Hashem Tzivakos. He used the name of Hashem Tzivakos, who Malcha Kavod Salah, and he is the true Malcha Kavod Salah. Okay, below Nana, it didn't work. And then he had to quote, right, so Kevin Sha'amra, Hashem Elokei Malchei Shem Pnei Mishichacha, Zechel Lechasli David Avdecha, once he made it about David HaMelech, so all of a sudden, the doors changed their mind. Miyad na'ana, he was answered, and the gates opened up. And okay, and then the Agadita continues with what it continues. So I want to just share a machshava loosely based on something that from our Rebbe Rematel Zilber, the Chinar Rebbe. The Shem Hashem Tzivakos is very significant, specifically in this narrative. Right, Shlomo HaMelech, when he's challenged about Su'ushar Mershechem, open the gates, he says, the Melech HaKavod wants to come. They say, what? Melech HaKavod? You think you're Melech HaKavod? And they get all upset. And he says, no, I'm not Hashem Tzivakos or Melech HaKavod. Hashem Tzivakos is the Melech HaKavod. That's his response. What's he saying? So the concept of Tzivakos, the Shem Tzivakos, and this is brought down already in the early Mikubal in the Shari Ora, Rebus of Jigpilia, that the Shem Tzivakos is a reference to the spheres of Netzach and Hod, right? Hashem Tzivakos and Elokim Tzivakos are going to be Netzach and Hod. Those are the Shem that correspond to them. The Zohar Kaddish calls those two spheres, those two Midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the two legs, the two Shukim, the two thighs, the two feet, Kiviyachol, if we were creating the Midos of Hashem to represent some sort of image, some sort of coma, some sort of full stature. The two legs are these midos of tzivakos, Hashem tzivakos and Elokim tzivakos, Havaya tzivakos, Elokim tzivakos. So when he says, no, Hashem tzivakos hu Melech HaKavod Tzala. What Shlomo Melech is saying, he's saying something very powerful. He's saying, look, Gates, I know that you thought I was talking about myself as a Melech HaKavod, because it's true. I've been acting like a Melech HaKavod. But why am I acting like a Melech HaKavod? Because Hashem's midos come all the way down into this world. That you might think that Melech HaKavod, Kavod inherently by its definition means something that's removed from. You can't give Kavod when you're in something, right? The Rambam famously divides up the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos would be something you do on Shabbos for the enjoyment of Shabbos, and then the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos would be something you do before Shabbos when you're not on Shabbos to give Kavod to Shabbos. Kavod inherently implies a certain separation, a certain, you know, you're interacting with an other. So, he says, it's true. You might have thought that I was viewing myself as Melech HaKavod, but the reason that I was treating myself that way was because Hashem Tzivakos from Melech HaKavod, that Hashem Tzevakos, not Hashem Malchus, but Hashem Tzevakos. Hashem's feet, Kiviyachol, what's machnis into this world is this Midah of Kavod. And it's true. I'm acting like a Malach. In fact, the whole concept that I'm a Malach comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because what? Who's the real Malach? Hashem is Malach Malchayim Lochem. And who's the real Kavod? Hashem is obviously Kavod. Right? And then that's what we say all the times in Tehillim. That Hashem's name is Kavod. Hashem's aspect, his Midah is Kavod. But what? But Shlomo HaMelech says, but that's not a stira, because Hashem Tzevakos, it's Mishtal Shal down, it comes all the way down into this world, and it comes down to be that those two legs are us. They come down to say, you can tap into the Midas of Ribbono Shel Olam. And in fact, Shlomo HaMelech embodied this so much that he understood. Shlomo HaMelech was a very covetic Melech. Read Sefer Melech in the beginning. He, you know, built up fancy things and did chashuv things, and he had a beautiful palace, and he built the Beis HaMikdash, and he was so wise, and the whole world came to see him. He was a kavodik melech. He had a real emas melech, and a real kavod melech. People approached him and viewed him with a certain stature. But he did it as Hashem Tzevakos melech kavodah. That I understand that it's all an extension from Hashem. That Hashem divides up his midas. Hashem has these midas and it brings them into this world in ways for us to tap into them and interact with them and play with them. That we can try to embody the Ribbono Shel Olam, we can try to embody the midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam by following that way. So he said, it's true, I'm being a Melech HaKavod. That's because of Hashem Tzevakos. And in fact, that's why in Shir HaShirim, the Gemara says that anytime it says Shlomo, HaMelech Shlomo, it says that's Hashem HaShem. It says that's not talking about Shlomo HaMelech, even though Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir HaShirim. It's saying HaMelech Shlomo is, I believe the Lashon is HaMelech Shalom Shalom. But the king that the peace is to him, that the concept of Shalom belongs to him. Meaning Shlomo HaMelech, obviously when he was writing it, he was Melech Shlomo, that was his name. But what? But he wasn't being mechaving to himself at all. He was thinking about being a channel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in fact, look what Shir HaShirim is. Shir HaShirim, when you read it on a very chitzoni surface level, it's a love story. It's graphic. It's emotional. There's a lot of personal emotions and physical descriptions of a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you go to its premius, it's Kodesh Kedashim, Shir HaShirim. It's the highest. It's how we express our love and our deepest gratitude and our deepest relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Dafka Shlomo HaMelech, the one who understood the Torah of that the HaMelech Shlomo could be either his name or it could be a reference that I am a Hamshacha of the Midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that I am embodying the Midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He Dafka, it made sense that when the gates saw him saying, you have a Melech HaKavod, they said, look how you're holding yourself, you think you're a Melech HaKavod, we're gonna absorb you up, no way. And he said, no, Hashem Tzevakos hu Melech HaKavod Tzala. That I understand the way I'm acting, but I'm getting it from Hashem Tzevakos, from Hashem, not just having a Midah called Hashem, not just having a Midah called Yud Kei Vav Kei and a Midah called Elokim, but there's also Havaya Tzevakos and Elokim Tzevakos, right? Hashem, the God of legions is the way they say it, right? That Hashem's midos spread down and they come down here. And why do they come down here? For us to be able to imitate them, embody them, and you know, use them to inform our being and become who we can be and should be.